My name's Barb Mott, and I teach pediatrics and informatics. I'm an assistant professor here at Shepherd.
And you're going to do a faculty research forum. Explain what your topic is about.
The presentation that I am going to be performing is a psychometric field test of Hung's postpartum stress scale. Not only are first-time mothers have stress, but there's, you know, multi-parity mothers also have stress. There's the stress of just acclimating to becoming a mother, so there's that maternal attainment. The stressors of having multiple children and financial concerns, multiple roles that they encounter. There's the support system, whether it's family, husband, maybe some of them are you know, single mothers. And so when I was working on my dissertation, I was testing Swanson's theory of caring. I was looking at, does the caring of the nurses have any impact on maternal confidence, mother's confidence? And so I had to control for various variables. And one of them was the postpartum stress that the mother's experiencing, their lack of control, maternal depression, and the infant temperament. When I was using the Hung's postpartum stress scale, there were numerous questions that I consistently saw that the mothers were saying not at all, that it was not a stressor, not at all. And then after analyzing it, it looked as though there was a cultural difference between Hung's postpartum stress scale that was developed using Taiwanese women and the culture here in the United States. So I decided to go ahead and do a psychometric field test of Hung's postpartum stress scale. We have been able, after doing a parallel analysis, which is a statistical analysis which determines how many factors are in the questionnaire. And the reason why we used a parallel analysis versus an eigenvalue and a scree plot is because it statistically tells us, hey, this is how many factors you have found. So we found 4. We have been able to extract, we now have it down to 44 questions that we believe now measures the stresses the mothers are experiencing here in the United States.
Why do you think this kind of measurement is important to do in women who have babies?
I think it's very important because with postpartum depression, one of the predictors of depression within women are their postpartum stress that they're experiencing. So there's that correlation with depression. So if nurses can focus in and identify the stressors that moms are experiencing, that will, you know, perhaps maybe prevent the severity of depression that may result from, you know, the hormonal changes and things that are going on in their environment. It could minimize the occurrence of depression or the severity of depression.
Your research looks at the nurse's role in all this, correct?
It does, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's important because
the nurses are there from, you know, the prenatally, you know, at their office visits, we're there when they come in, you know, for, you know, their delivery, their checks, and nurses are there at the bedside postpartum, you know, they're taking care of the neonate, they're working with the mom all the time.